Good morning. My blog for today is called Mats and Tangles. I often wondered what was behind all the matting on our cat, and until I read what Kathy has to say about it, then I would still be in the dark about it. Thank goodness I found her site so that we can keep up with the care of our cat, which until I did come across it, I did not in the least bit realise how so important it is to our dear pet. Rubbing and petting your cat can cause matting, believe it or not, and even just the act of your pet walking around will also cause similar problems under their legs. Naturally, they get into situations themselves that will result in severe matting. Therefore, to care that this does not become a regular trip to the vet can be taken by you at home. I remember my own mother brushing my hair during my youth, and honestly, she was never kind, and if I winced, she would beat my head with a wooden brush. Therefore, it was better to just put up with the pain and hide the tears as best I could. So, if you find mats and tangles in your pet's hair, be certain not to tug or pull at them, as it hurts them tremendously. Hold the mat in one hand and the brush in the other and gently tease it out as best you can, doing your best to keep your hand as near to the skin as possible. If that doesn't work, then use your fingers and gently try to pry it apart that way. As each piece becomes free, then you can gently brush it away until it is again smooth. It's very handy that I have grandchildren who pamper themselves with sprays and oils because I've had a lot of hints from them as to how to look after their long hair. Did you know you can get similar products for your pets? Therefore, make use of them as they do it does make the job a lot easier for you and far less painful and unpleasant for them. I do not recommend cutting the mat or the tangle out unless very desperate, as this could lead to unnecessary injury to your cat. Be patient and tease them out as best you can with your fingers and the brush. Frequent treatments will mean less matting, of course, so take the hint. Extreme cases, I would advise a trip to the vet, pretty quick smart. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.